Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board, joining in the dialogue and the discussion we have each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. We'll be asking the question today, are we being deceived? Perhaps you'd say, why, sure we are. Everybody recognizes that. No, we don't. Let me just give you a little inside hint. Are we being deceived? Had an appointment yesterday with my general practitioner, physician. My wife and I go in to see them once a year, whether we need it or not. That is recommended by the medical practice today. And during the course of the conversation and examination, I had opportunity to do a little survey of my own. And I talked about what is happening with people dropping dead because of the COVID vaccination. Asked him if he was familiar with that. And he said, are you finding any linkage between the COVID jab and the people dropping dead? He said, well, no, I don't believe there's any connection. I said, well, do you realize in China and Canada, they have called it the adult sudden death syndrome, that they cannot identify it, but some 37 to 42, I forgot the number, of physicians in Canada have dropped dead just in the past 6 or 8 months, uncalled for. We're finding that taking place across America. I said, you realize we've had 1,500 plus athletes that have died playing football, baseball, basketball, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he said that he was not familiar with any connectivity between the COVID vaccination and the sudden deaths that's taking place in America and around the globe. We talked about the possibility of that. And he seemed to just shy away from any communication about it, that he was not familiar with it. Asked him several questions in relationship to the COVID jab. And I said, the major, major problem we're finding is today that I find most doctors are not familiar with the things that I'm asking, that we're talking about, that is general knowledge among some. And I named some of the major physicians and scientists and medical practitioners, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Malone, and others that have been on the forefront saying, don't take the jab, it will kill you, etc. He didn't even know the names, didn't know that these things were taking place. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I say that as a precursor to where we're going, because that's part and parcel of what we're talking about when I say, are we being deceived? And the answer to that is unequivocally, yes, we are being deceived. In fact, it's an unusual thing. Perhaps you've read the headlines, heard the headlines yesterday and today. Ladies and gentlemen, are you surprised that the latest news, classified documents are now popping up at the former Vice President Mike Pence's house and at his office? What's happening? What is the rationale behind it? Is it just a smokescreen to deflect America's eyes on Joe Biden, the border, and the death jabs called the COVID vaccine, et cetera, et cetera? Are we being deceived? That's the question we're going to ask today. Perhaps you'd like to join in the dialogue and discussion. In just a moment, after a brief monologue, we're going to have a very special guest, and we're going to bounce these thoughts around, discuss these ideas, and see what your thoughts are on it. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. I call it having a central biblicist worldview. What does the Bible say? Perhaps you say, well, what does that mean? ladies and gentlemen, a central Biblicist worldview simply connotes the fact that whatever's happening in America, whatever's happening around the world, whatever's happening locally, we look at it through the prism of what does the Word of God say. It's what God's Word says that should be first, foremost, and final. And there's not any issue today, morally, ethically, biblically, theologically, doctrinally, socially, economically, militarily, or politically, that's not already covered in some fashion in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the truth book. As Jesus is speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further in John 17, 17, Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." And in Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." It is truth that I beg you each and every day, plead with you, encourage you to stand for. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And I'm not surprised, and some are not even familiar with the fact, but it makes sense to me, based on what we're seeing in American culture today, that the latest survey research says that 55% of Americans, 18 to 35-year-old, that is the millennials, says each person determines their own version of truth. You go back to the book of Judges and the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, says in that day everybody was doing that which was right in his own eyes. We're seeing that today. Everybody doing that which is right in his own eyes. No recognition of the centrality of the truth. And the truth of the Word of God is the barometer by which we ought to measure everything. We should look at it based on what does the Word of God say. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth and defend the truth even to death." And I challenge you each and every day, ladies and gentlemen, to do that. I believe we're getting closer and closer into the era, into the day and time before the rapture of the church, where we're going to find Christians, conservatives, and patriots that stand for truth will be in the crosshairs of the enemy. That is the socialist, Marxist, communist party that's now pervading and prevailing, it seems, in the United States of America, politically, socially, economically, and otherwise. We'll talk about some of those tentacles that makes that statement very, very true today in relationship to what we see taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about hurricane preparedness equipment, about backup power equipment. Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment that you're working in at Tools for Time. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of its staff to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Looking forward to your dropping by and say hello to Tools for Time staff, make an application, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest today, a friend of ours and a friend of the listeners on the broadcast each and every day. And so I pray that you will stay tuned to this broadcast and listen and join in the dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your dialogue and discussion is invited, appreciated, as we talk to our guest in just a moment. But I believe we have a caller already on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, how are you this afternoon?
Great. Good morning. Good morning. I pray that you're doing well.
Doing good. Doing good. I hope that you're doing well, sir. I read something in the newspaper. You know, I've been around for a little while, probably not as long as you have. I know a little bit less than you have, but
I'm still less than 100 years old.
So am I. But I remember when eggs were good, then they went bad, and then they went good again. But did you know that they just released some studies there that saying that eggs are causing the blood clots and that we're in stroke season now because of eggs?
Lord help us. I didn't know that.
I read that article.
That goes back to the question today, Jim. Are we being deceived? We're listening to the smokescreen being put up in Washington. We're listening to the deception on the left. It's almost like watching a magic show with a magician. He's saying, don't pay attention to my left hand. Just watch what I'm doing in my right hand. See the right hand. Don't look at what I'm doing behind your back, behind my back, with my left hand. That's what's happening in D.C. today with the Biden administration and all of the cabal that's involved there. But I'm not familiar with that. I knew that eggs had jumped to $3 to $6 a dozen. Someone just said on one of the news media that eggs were running about $10 a dozen in New York and about $6 to $8 a dozen in California. So it doesn't make me surprised at all to learn that. That's the reason that they're so high, is because they're the ones that the eggs causing the problems with the blood clots. Jim,
I just read that last night, and I just thought it was interesting. I'm like going, I wonder if this is going to be the look here, you know, and they're doing something else over there, and just like you said. And I was actually shocked. I'm like going, do they actually believe people will believe this line? And I guess they're going to try it. So
they're going to try it. They'll pull every rabbit out of the hat they can. It's a deflection that's taking place in Washington. We need to be very, very careful as conservatives, as Christians, and as patriots as to who we believe and what we believe. In fact, I've gotten to the point that I don't believe that it is possible for us to place our faith, trust, and confidence in the government in any fashion, the CDC, the FDA, the CIA, the DOJ, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of the above, the three-letter acronym governmental agencies, cannot be believed in anything they're saying or doing today, in my most humble opinion. But, Jim, that just points to the fact that we're in the last of the last days. And as I've said so often on this broadcast, we need to keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh, according to Luke 21:28. That is where we're headed next on the calendar of God. Jim, thanks so much for your call and your input. I'm delighted to hear that information. Looking forward to what I can find on research on it and maybe discuss that further in the days before us. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the fact that we have now, Pence supposedly has classified articles or documents or things in his home, in his office, et cetera, et cetera. I'm looking at the headlines. I'll say this, and then we'll introduce our guest today. Classified documents found in Mike Pence's Indiana home. A small number of classified documents was found in the former Vice President Mike Pence's personal residence in Indiana earlier this month, according to the report. Pence officials found two boxes a possible classified material inside his home January the 18th, as well as another two boxes that contained copies of vice presidential papers, according to the CNN News. The vice president's team notified the National Archives and Records Administration upon its discovery. Officials said the National Archives then informed the FBI, which will conduct the standard procedure. Pence's team conducted a search of the former vice president's Indiana home and office at the Advancing American Freedom Group shortly after it was reported that the classified documents were found at the Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement that were stored there following the President Joe Biden's time as vice president, the outlet reported. The classified materials were then discovered in Pence's personal residence January the 18th. Ladies and gentlemen, why no raid? Why didn't they send in 100-plus FBI agents with the land, the air, and the sea to circle his house with long guns out and pointed? Why didn't they do the raid on Pence's house? ladies and gentlemen, it's a mysterious thing. Listen carefully. It's a very mysterious thing. It's a mind-boggling idea that somehow, some way, all of a sudden, all of these folks that have been in the White House, all of these former leaders have found documents that they should not have had. May I suggest to you a potential that Joe Biden is guilty of stealing documents for 50-plus years, and now to cover that, the smokescreen to cover that, is that everybody else is doing it. Pence is doing it. Trump is doing it. Trump's the only one that's been persecuted and prosecuted. Trump is the only one that had his home raided by land, air, and sea in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. Trump is the only one that's been accused as being an ally of Russia and somehow, some way, wanting to undermine the confidence of Americans' trust in the political system. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's a bifurcation of what would be called reality out of D.C., and I believe it's just possibly, I don't know, but I believe it's possibly just a smokescreen to deflect our other things that are taking place, like the major border crisis. I believe these things are taking place now, keeping the media focused on that. The media, by the way, is the socialist Marxist media, which is an arm of the socialist Marxist BLM Democrat Communist Party. And I believe it's just simply a smokescreen. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, when you look at Proverbs chapter 26, verse 27, it says, and I'm going to paraphrase, be careful, the one that is digging a pit for someone else will fall in it. Joe Biden was the one that made it possible for the DOJ to sick the FBI on President Donald J. Trump. It was Joe Biden that pulled the trigger for the raid on Trump's home. And here is Biden now in the midst of the miry clay in relationship to what he's done. I believe he purposely stole documents while he was when he left the office of vice president. And I believe he had to have done that either covertly or overtly by the approval of Barack Hussein Obama. Now, I don't know which one it was, but I believe that we need to recognize that these things are not just happening in a vacuum. We're finding, ladies and gentlemen, they're happening, and it's being brought to our attention, and there's a purpose behind it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to have with us today a very special friend and guest of the broadcast ministry. One that is knowledgeable of many of these things we're talking about, if not most of them. It's always a blessing and a joy to have Mike Pence, Congressman Mike Pence. I'm sorry, Mike Pence. I'm talking about Mike Pence now so much that I've got his name on my brain. Mike Hill, Congressman Mike Hill, former representative District 1 in the state of Florida that's with us today. Mike, thank you so much, and God bless you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. I'm trying to make you Mike Pence, Vice President, but forgive me for that.
Dr. Youngblood, it's an honor to be on your show. And I actually met Mike Pence one time, actually twice. He came to Pensacola once for a Trump rally, and I was in a VIP section and actually got to meet him and shake his hand and speak with him very briefly. He seemed to be at that time, and I believe he is, just a very nice and humble man, a Christian. That's how he came across to me. However, this latest news break that classified documents were found in his home, I think, is a setup. Of course, they knew he had those documents in his home, but this is an attempt to derail him running for president next year. I don't think that he would win the GOP nomination, but I think this is an attempt by the left just to clear the field a little bit so they won't have to spend so much money to take out President Trump. So calling me Mike Pence is almost flattering.
Yeah.
But what we are looking at is, of course, Dr. Youngblood, such a double standard.
Yes.
What we're seeing taking place. You mentioned how they raided President Trump's home, but we haven't seen a raid in the same manner or style like at Biden's home or even at Vice President Pence's home. But what a lot of people aren't talking about right now is Hillary Clinton is still walking around free after they found a private server in her home. And I guarantee you there was top secret information on those servers. And Hillary is probably scrambling right now to make sure that any documents at her homes She has several mansions that they are cleaned out of any top secret documents and either being shredded or burned as we speak.
Maybe she's using bleach bit on them. I don't know. But
that's right.
You know, there's no worry about having to raid Biden's home or the Penn Biden office building where he has all of the documents that China has access to, since China's funded about $37 million for the Penn Biden Center. We can, all of our listeners can rest assured that those documents that Biden has are safe. They've got to be safe because Biden said that they were in the garage next to his 67 Corvette and the garage doors are always locked. So we know that they're safe. They didn't have to raid his home because they're right next to the 67 Corvette. And that makes them safe proof, if you will. Never mind the fact that with Donald Trump's documents, he'd already been talking with the archives people. By the way, Congressman, just a question. This has been rattling around in my mind that I've got difficulty in embracing it. Since when did the Archives organization become so powerful that they can wield the sword as they've been doing, starting out with Donald Trump? Since when did it reach that level of priority and power in the United States governmental bureaucratic system?
I don't know the answer to that, Dr. Youngblood, but you're exactly right. They seem to wield an awful lot of authority and power when it comes to protecting our secrets, our classified secrets. By the way, Dr. Youngblood, you know this. I was an officer in the Air Force, and I had a secret clearing, not top secret, just a secret clearing. And annually, I had to receive briefings on how to protect secret or classified information and what the ramifications were if I were to violate any of the rules in protecting classified information. It would have meant prison time if I were to violate any of those rules and regulations. I would have been in Fort Leavenworth in a heartbeat. And now I know that Pence, Biden, and the rest of them all receive those annual briefings, along with the people around them. They receive those briefings on how to protect classified information, so they know. And for them to use as an excuse, well, it was locked in my garage, or hey, I didn't know how that got there. That is,
it was safe. No, it was safe defense. Next to the Corvette. Didn't you know that?
That's right. That is no defense. Just having possession of it is an offense that will land you in prison. If I know, as an active duty Air Force officer, that was the case, and they should not be above the law and should be treated the same way. Now, what's different about President Trump is that he legally has access to those documents and can actually declare them non-classified. But a vice president does not have that authority.
Absolutely. That's the main differentiation there. And the thing also that is so majorly different with President Trump, he had followed the instructions of the archives mandate. All of his documents were put in a safe, literally a stand-up closet-type safe with the lock on the door and a camera on the door so that anybody coming and going could be monitored. And he had already been in negotiations with the DOJ and the archives of people for 8 months as to what needed to be turned over, even though he had already declassified them at his own whim, at his own desire, and they were really not considered, should not have been considered classified documents. But that goes to another question, Congressman. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Congressman Mike Hill, and he was the former congressman representative for District 1 in the state of Florida, and we're talking with him today on some of these pertinent issues that I believe should garner our attention. And especially as conservatives and Christians, we should be aware of it and know what God is doing in the world in which we're living. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Congressman, I've got a question. Is it possible that what we're listening to and watching is a smokescreen. Smokescreen, as they're calling it now, and I'd never heard of the term until recently, gaslighting. Is it possibly being gaslighted to cover some major news articles, news things that are not being broadcast today? For example, I'm looking at a headline that says, top FBI agent who led the Trump-Russia probe has been arrested for Russian collusion. Now, without going into the breadth and the depth of the article, it seems that this person that was in charge of the FBI's counterintelligence division in New York, a court interpreter with breaking sanctions to work for a Russian oligarch, and it's an elongated article, but he was receiving, one article said about $200,000 a month, another said $200,000 a year, I don't know which it was, but it was hundreds of thousands of dollars to represent Russia. And yet he's the one that worked with the attorney that produced the Steele dossier to bring about the initial charges against Russia, against Trump for Russian collusion that they tried to destroy Trump with in his first impeachment. What is your take on that? Are you familiar with that?
I am, Dr. Youngblood, and it reminds me of that saying, oh, what a tangled web we weave when we first attempt to deceive. And that's how this man was living his life, was a life of deception. First of all, we all know that the whole Trump-Russia collusion thing was deceitful. It was full of lies. Everyone knows that now. And it was initiated, I believe, by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama to try and destroy a candidate at the time, President Trump, but then it continued while he was in the White House. They continued spying on him, which is illegal. They continued doing that. They continued to push this Russia collusion nonsense. And we all know that now that was a complete fabrication. And now one of the men, and I'm sorry, I forget his name now, Dr. Youngblood, the man who was actually pushing this falsehood, by the way, you know, they say that the FISA court was deceived by all this. I believe they were in on it.
Yes.
I do. Nobody's that dumb. Nobody's that naive. They were in on it. And here he is pushing his whole narrative. They're all going along with it. And now all of a sudden he's being arrested for colluding with Russians. And I have to agree with you, Dr. Youngblood, that this is a smokescreen just trying to take our eyes off of what the really big issues are still affecting this country, which is runaway inflation, a debt ceiling that is out of control. And here is Janet Yellen, head of the Secretary of Treasury, now demanding that we raise it even more, or we're going to have some very bad consequences. They're trying to take our eyes off of what everyday Americans know what is happening to them. I think in the beginning of your show, you mentioned the cost of eggs. Everyone knows that inflation is affecting them right now. What we're seeing happening with our border, millions of people streaming across our border unchecked. You know, it's utterly amazing, and that's what they are trying to take our eyes off of, on all this other nonsense over here, because nothing is going to happen to Joe Biden because they found those documents.
Yeah, we know that, and I think everybody that's intelligent and alert recognizes that. It's all a smokescreen. And by the way, one of the things, and I've said this several times recently on this broadcast, the DOJ's put in a special agent or a special group to investigate. And by doing that, it takes out of the DOJ's hands, and they can give about 2 years of time of silence without having to report on it. Congressman Hill, hang on there for a few moments right after the news. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.